السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We continue with the life story of Salman Farsi رضي الله عنه. We spoke about how he was born into a fire worshipping family in Isfahan in Iran. He was a Persian. His father was a leader. His father was very wealthy. His father was very fond of him and very possessive of him. Didn't allow him to go out much. But one day when he got out, he passed by a church and he heard the Christians worshipping, and he went in and he was very captivated by what he saw, and he thought that definitely they are on a better path than we are on. And he came back and he told his father that, and his father got angry and worried. So his father used to keep him prisoner until he managed to escape. And he had asked the Christians that, where is your headquarters? And they said Sham. So he went to Sham. And when he came there, he asked them that, who is the most pious person here? And when they indicated to that person, he went into the khidmah of that person, only to find that person was an evil person who used to take charity from the people and not distribute it to the destitute and hoard it until that man died. And then he showed the people what that man was up to. And they then, made an example out of his body by not burying it and by pelting it with stones. Now, after that, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says, I stayed on my own for a while. And then I said, okay, now let me look for somebody else. And they indicated me to someone else. Then he says, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَزْهَدَ مِنْهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا أَرْغَبَ مِنْهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, this man was the total opposite. He was a total ascetic, disinclined from this dunya, very focused on the akhirah, totally engrossed in ibadah, laylan wa naharan. فَأَحْبَبْتُهُ حُبًّا جَمًّا. He said that I became very fond of him. وَأَقَمْتُ مَعَهُ زَمَانًا. And I stayed with him for a long time. But then eventually he also came now close to death. And I asked him that, okay, whom must I go to afterwards? So he said, أَيْبُنَي, O my beloved son, لَا أَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا عَلَى مَا كُنْتُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا رَجُّلًا بِالْمَوْسِلِ. I don't know of anybody who worships the way I worship, the proper way, except a person who's in Mosul, who's in a place in Iraq. So he says, I went and I met this man, and I stayed with him also, and he was also a very good man. But then he also came close to death. And after that, I asked him that, now who must I join? So he said to me the same thing, that look, the only other person I can think of is a person who lives in a particular area that's in the region between Mosul and Sham. So he says, I went to this person and I stayed with him now for a while, and I found him also to be a very good person. And then it wasn't long, and then he also now approached death. So I told him, okay, who must I go to next? And he gave me a similar answer. This time he indicated to me that I should go to a place that was very, very, very close to the pathway to Madinatul Munawwara. And he says that I lived with this man. This was now the fifth man. And after a while, he also came close to death, and he was about to die. And I asked him again the same question. فَلَمَّا حَضَرَتْهُ الْوَفَاتْ قُلْتُ لَهُ, that you know my situation. Where must I go next? So he said, listen, my son, I don't know anybody now that I can send you to. All I can tell you is that in the lands of the Arabs, there will be a Nabi who will come. And the coming of this Nabi is very close. And he will be upon the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he gave him then a bit of a description of Medina as per the scriptures and said, look, I tell you, try and go there and try and wait for this Nabi. And some of the signs that he told him, فَهُوَ يَأْكُلُ الْهَدِيَّةِ وَلَا يَأْكُلُ الصَّدَقَةِ. He doesn't eat wealth of zakat, of charity, but if you give a gift to him, he will take from that. وَبَيْنَ كَتِفَيْهِ خَاتَمُ النُّبُوَّةِ. And between his shoulder blades, you would find the seal of prophethood. So if you can go to the city and await this particular Nabi, the final Nabi who will come. And he said that, look, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says, after that, this man passed away. And I thought to myself, okay, let's see how this will play out. And I was waiting for a group of people to go into this particular direction, to the lands of the Arabs, so I could join them. And he says, finally, I found a group of people. And I said to them, okay, look, I want to go with you people. And he says, I gave them, a sum of wealth in lieu for them to take me with them and to allow me to travel with them and to go to Arabia. And he says that when we came close to Wadi al-Qura, that's a place now that's, not very far from Medina, he says they betrayed me and they imprisoned me and they sold me as a slave. And he says after that, then they sold me to a Jewish man, and I had to now serve him as a slave. And after I served him for a while, an uncle of his or a cousin of his from Banu Qurayza bought me. Now, Banu Qurayza was one of the Jewish tribes in Medina. And he says that this Jewish man from Banu Qurayza, he purchased me and he took me with him to the place that was known as Yathrib. And he says, I used to help him there in his orchards and his gardens. And he was my master now and I was a slave. But when I came to Yathrib, I found it to match the description that was given to me by the last priest that I had served before he passed on. And I started to become hopeful that maybe, even if I remain here as a slave, but maybe this is the place where the final Nabi will emerge and will appear. We'll leave the story here for today. Inshallah, in the next discussion, we'll continue with the story of Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu.